Hey, Nate, how you doing, man?
Hi, Joel.
So congratulations on your new album, Grand Romantic, solo debut out today.
Thank you.
So after making music for almost 15 years as parts of bands, first The Format and later Fun, why did you feel like this was the time for a Nate Ruth solo record?
I think because I just got to cross off a whole bunch of stuff that I never even had on my goal list. And making a solo album wasn't one of those things either. That was the crazy thing about all the success of the last few years is it took us like into the strangest of places and kind of changed the trajectory of I guess my life in general. And I got home after 3 or 4 years of nonstop touring and started to like, I guess, get to know myself a little better. When you're with 15 years with people like every single day, I just kind of thought like this would be a nice time to take a break and do my own thing.
Is there a difference then between writing music with a band in mind and writing solo material, or because, like you said, it wasn't something you've thought about until you made the conscious decision to make a solo record, or is it a case where you just let the songs happen and then decide what to do with them?
Well, I'd started to do a little bit of writing, and as I started to do the writing, I realized like, oh, wow, this kind of feels a little more like a solo album. I think some nights I use the term we, I think, a lot more. And on this album, I found myself just saying I a lot. And I wanted to make something that felt a little more celebratory just towards me, like being in love and stuff like that. So, I mean, when I write songs, I don't think too much about who's going to be playing them. I generally just think about, I'm like so hyper-focused on the song itself.
Mm-hmm. On the phone with Nate Roos of Fun, formerly The Format, and now his solo album Grand Romantic out today. Between when you guys recorded Some Nights and your work on Grand Romantic, you collaborated with some other artists, a lot of success with that single you did with Pink. You also did a song with Eminem. Did that influence your decision to work solo as well?
Well, I think being able to work with those two who have been around for, you know, at the top of their game for the last 15 years, still doing it. And those are two of the most unrelenting artists. And having worked with them, I think it was just inspiring to see, like, it's not about like a cash grab or necessarily what's expected of you. They've been able to be at the top of their games because they're artists and they do what they believe in. So for me, it made, you know, when I started thinking about doing a solo album, it was inspiring just to see how they've done it.
And on the new album, Grand Romantic, you also got some other cool collaborators involved. You got Beck, you got Jeff Tweedy from Wilco, both of whom I've read are huge influences on you. I also read that Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys invited you to work on one of his albums. Do you ever have to pinch yourself getting all these really amazing opportunities?
Yeah, totally. And like, it's funny because when I get these things, I would say for a while I kind of had this like, don't acknowledge it, just do it type of attitude. And I wanted to kind of move away from that. And when working with Brian Wilson was probably one of the first times where I was like, you know what, like, enjoy this. Don't just try and get it done, but actually be there, be in the studio and have a good time doing it. And that was such a rad thing. And then getting to work with Beck was kind of one of those other things where I made every second in the studio like count just from being happy and being appreciative.
Did the Beck collaboration happen before or after the recent Grammy Awards, just out of curiosity?
It was about a week after. We had made plans probably about 4 months before that, so I think before any of the Grammy hoopla. And then I was finally ready with the song that I had written, and I contacted him, and I'm thinking, like, you know what, he just won Album of the Year. Like, he's probably so busy. I'm going to get big timed, and it's all good. And sure enough, like, my producer and I found ourselves driving. His studio wasn't too far away from where we were recording at. So like a few days later, like right after the Grammys, we started working on the song.
Awesome. One more question for you, Nate. I just wanted to know that after the massive breakthrough success that Fun had with Some Nights, do you feel like the decision to make a solo record at that point is kind of unprecedented? I feel like there aren't a lot of artists over the years who have had like, here's my big breakthrough and now I'm going to go do this thing.
Yeah, it's totally unprecedented, but I don't think I'm a precedented person. I wouldn't have written a song like We Are Young, or Some Nights. I mean, those aren't your standard songs that you generally hear on the radio. Like, I've just always done it my way, and And that's something that I never want to get away from.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on all your success, Nate. Congratulations on Grand Romantic, your solo debut album out today. Nate Roos.
Much appreciated. Thank you.